The system stopped recognizing my microphone last time. Sorry for that. Okay, so document 08. Again, a relatively simple concept, I believe. In 8305 and 8306, so we're talking of EU4, EU5 levels of approval. Of course, over the years, we've changed the reference fuels to reflect those effectively on the market or demanded to be on the market in Europe, particularly reflecting the ethanol content in petrol. And as this is referring to evaporative emissions, it's exclusively applying to petrol vehicles. And interestingly, for evaporative emissions, the amount of fuel that evaporates is proportional to the reed vapor pressure of the fuel. And there's a very strange physical relationship between the amount of ethanol in petrol and the reed vapor pressure. The RVP actually reaches a peak at about 8% ethanol. So the peak is between E5 and E10, but it's closer to E10 than it is to E5. And the result of that is that of the three reference fuels that we've covered in Regulation 83, E0, E5, and E10, E10 is quite clearly the worst case fuel for evaporative emissions. But of course, the legislation as it stands demands that you use the same reference fuel in terms of the major specification for evaporative testing and for tailpipe emissions testing. And so the result of that is if we've got a vehicle that's compliant to 8307, but wish to sell it in markets that demand an 8305 or 06 approval, we have to repeat the evaporative emission test, which is quite burdensome, using a reference fuel that is quite clearly less than worst case reference fuel. So the proposal here in those two series of amendments, 05 and 06, is to permit the use of the in terms of 05, to permit the use of E5 or E10, and in terms of 06, to permit the use of E10. So, as I say, always permitting the use of a fuel that would produce higher results than the one that is currently prescribed in the legislation. It's only an informal document. It would be interesting to hear opinions. And if we can just scroll down to the table that's in the justification, please. The significant point I've summarized here with the different colors, the reference fuel specifications at the three series of amendments that we're talking about. The comments in the right-hand column, some of them are self-explanatory. If it's in specification by definition, then that's self-explanatory. The point, no effect on evaporative emissions. Of course, that's an industry statement. Everyone will have to make their assessment, but I don't anticipate any issues. I think it's quite clear that the visual appearance of the fuel has no effect on evaporative emissions. But as I say, it's an informal document. It's there for consideration, and we consider it to be a reasonable proposal to reduce the testing burden for these previous levels of approval. Thank you.